familiar slogans from the protests of 2018 and 2019 once again echo across Sudan. In the capital Khartoum, hundreds took to the streets to express their anger at what they say is an attempt by the military to disrupt the country's transition to democracy.
We were expecting a speedy transition to civilian rule. We don't actually feel there is a transition to anything here yet. Today, there is no freedom, peace, or justice in Sudan.
Tensions between Sudan's military and civilian politicians reached a low point this week after the recent attempted coup. When it took power 2 years ago, the transitional government promised to fix decades of mismanagement, internal conflict, and international sanctions under the former president Omar al-Bashir. But it's yet to demonstrate to the people of Sudan that it can undo damage done by Bashir's regime, kickstart the country's struggling economy, and move the country towards genuine democratic governance.
What we need is to revamp and strengthen government institutions, especially our weak institutions of justice. Only then would we stop worrying about who rules Sudan.
Against all odds and most predictions, Sudan's young people have in the past built a peaceful and disciplined movement that saw the toppling of one of the world's most autocratic regimes, that of former President Omar Hassan al-Bashir. And as the transition in their country remains threatened by infighting and squabbling within the Sovereign Council, they're once again finding themselves trying hard to get their voices heard.
These protesters are also angry that families of those who died during protests 2 years ago are yet to get justice. Public discontent has also been mounting over economic reforms that severely reduced subsidies on petrol and diesel, more than doubling their price. The Sudanese pound runs on several official and black market rates and is depreciating, causing a loss of cash from the formal economy. These activists say nothing will stop them achieving a better way of life, and they will bring hope to a nation that's known little for decades. Mohammed Adu, Al Jazeera, Khartoum, Sudan.